Hello, Open Heart Project Sangha. It is fantastic to see you. I hope you are well. I am delighted to speak to you today about the ninth slogan of the 59 slogans of Atisha, and then we will practice meditation together for 10 minutes. So this talk will be brief. Take your seat for meditation now. Get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor or in a chair. Both are fine. So the ninth slogan is about slogans. It says, in all activities, train with slogans. So it's basically very straightforward in the sense that we're working with slogans. You could memorize them and just carry them around with you in your heart and in your mind and see if they don't arise in the course of a day. Or you could just contemplate a slogan. I'm looking like this as if I have a slogan written on my palm, which I do not. There are slogan cards that you can buy. Each card has one of the slogans, and on the back is some insight into that slogan. And you could make that part of your practice. You could contemplate it. And contemplation doesn't mean think about, interestingly. It means just let it in and see how you respond. See what arises in response. And if you start to get too conceptual, well, I think this means emptiness, and emptiness is about thus and such, let that go. And just let the words themselves echo in your mind. In all activities, train with slogans. What does that mean? In all activities, train with slogans. So you literally just think about it word for word and then as a whole. So that's one part of the one way to, in all activities, train with slogans. But other possibilities are you already are training with slogans, and it's useful to recognize that. Usually, however, our slogans are, I suck. Why did I have to say that? What was I thinking? No one is going to like me. Whatever it is that we are constantly, all of us are saying to ourselves, you didn't do that very well, is a very common slogan. No one cares what you think is a slogan that you may be training with. So it can be useful to start to substitute healthier slogans for the ones that are seem to have been planted by circumstance. Now, I was thinking about this morning. A slogan is not an affirmation in the sense that an affirmation is like, I am rich, or I will be loved. Affirmation has a kind of quality of, I want. There's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with affirmations. But slogans are different. They are more like guidelines that point your mind in the right direction. One of my favorite slogans that I seem to have been using for many years is, I forgive you. I say that to myself when I hear myself saying, why did you do it that way? Or you're not good enough, or no one cares, or you screwed that up. I train in saying, I forgive you. But I forgive you. But I forgive you. So I'm not trying to argue with that voice, but I am good enough. I'm just saying, I forgive you. Whatever it is that you imagine is the transgression, you're forgiven. Okay, now let's move onward. Another fantastic slogan is yes. You know, if you ever have studied improv in the acting world, the primary slogan is yes. And so you take whatever is offered in the improvisation. The person says, I just dropped a brick on my foot, and you say, yes, and I once dropped a brick on my foot, or whatever it is. So yes, and is also an example of a slogan. And then the last thing I'll say about slogans, this is my favorite kind of slogan. Occasionally someone says something to you that ends up echoing in your mind for hours, days, years, lifetimes, and it's very helpful. And you don't know why. Why did this one sentence cling to me? Why does this one sentence keep arising? So, and I'm not talking about the you're not good enough sentences. We all know, can imagine where those come from. But I'm talking about slogans that offer profound insight. Occasionally someone will say something, a teacher will say something, and your mind goes, that. So I'll give you an example. This is a long time ago now, 15 years ago maybe, or thereabouts. I was fortunate to be in a small gathering with a great teacher who has since passed away, named Traleg Rinpoche, Traleg, T-R-A-L-E-G, a great Kagyu master, a truly profound teacher. And I don't remember what I asked him, but there was just like maybe really like five of us, and we practiced together, and then we were discussing whatever it was that we had practiced. And in the Kagyu lineage, which is one of the four primary lineages of Tibetan Buddhism, there is a chant that I've done not every day, but most days for 25 years. And it has one particular stanza that says, the essence of thought is Dharmakaya. I'll explain what Dharmakaya is in a minute. Nothing, whatever, but everything arises from it. The essence of thought is Dharmakaya. Nothing, whatever, but everything arises from it. Dharmakaya, kaya means realm, and dharma means without end, let's say in this context. So the Dharmakaya is the realm where all phenomena are unified and there is no separation at all. It's the ground of all phenomena. The essence of thought is Dharmakaya. So it's nothing, whatever. It's nothing you can point to. In the Dharmakaya, there's nothing to point to because everything is unified. It's nothing, whatever. But everything arises from it. So you can't say the Dharmakaya is this or that, or over here, this is the north, or this is the west. It's nothing, but everything comes from it. So I asked Traleg Rinpoche a question. I really don't remember what. Something about my idea about something. I know that's very vague, but that's the best I can remember. And his answer to me was, well, the essence of thought is Dharmakaya. And for some reason, in that moment, I was like, well, that is a great answer. Again, this is about 15 years ago. And ever since that moment, I'll find myself walking around just thinking about this or that. I got to go to the grocery store, or I don't know what. I'm tired, whatever a thought might be. And something pipes up in my mind and says, the essence of thought is Dharmakaya. It just is there. I don't know why, but that has become a slogan for me. So just the other day, I was talking to Michael Carroll, who is a wonderful Dharma teacher and is going to be teaching a 9-month overview of the Buddhist path starting today, if you're watching this on Monday. He's fantastic. And we're preparing for this 9-month thing. And he was saying, this is what I'm planning to teach. And will you send me the Zoom link and whatever it is we needed to do to prepare? And he was saying one of the key texts that he has been using in his own preparation for this 9-month program was written by Traleg Rinpoche. And immediately what came to mind was the essence of thought is Dharmakaya. So that's an example. I mean, that's a very obvious, it's understandable why that happened. But that's an example of how slogan practice works. You hear something, you see something from reading Traleg Rinpoche, I have to go to the grocery store, and somewhere, for some reason, the slogan, my personal slogan, the essence of thought is Dharmakaya, pokes its head up. Why? I don't know. What does it mean? I don't know. What happens in the wake of that slogan? I don't know. But I love it. And so you have your own slogans. It could be useful to sit and think, well, what are they? Not the icky ones, but what thoughts resonate in my mind? What have I learned that comes to me in certain and seems to have value? And if you can't explain why it has value, you get extra points because these things defy explanation. So if it's super mysterious, I think that makes it a little bit more trustworthy. So think about it. What are your slogans? How are you going to train in slogans in all your activities? Which is this week's slogan. In all activities, train with slogans. So as you go about your week, your day, think about, I'm going to this meeting, I gotta get in my car and drive here, I gotta go to sleep now. These are activities. What slogan will you train with as you do them? And see how that goes. So, thank you for listening. Let's practice. In meditation, the slogan to train with is your breath. Breath can be the slogan for this activity. Establish your posture from the ground up. The legs are crossed loosely in front of you, or if you're in a chair, the feet are flat on the floor. Let the hands rest on the legs. And let the bottom half be heavy, like a ballast supporting you, which it is. Let there be a sense of lightness from the waist up. Sit up straight. Let the front body be very soft, the belly, the area around the heart, the throat. The gate of intuition, the gate of emotion, the gate of speech. Open and soft. Let the shoulders relax. The chin is tucked a little bit to lengthen the back of the neck, and the mouth is closed. Lips and teeth can be slightly parted. And please enjoy your own silence. It is silent in here. There is nobody talking. It's just the slogan of breath and silence. And you can rest into the rhythm of the breath and the spaciousness of the silence. At the same time, you're just sitting there, breathing. Nothing to see here, completely ordinary. The breath is natural, in and out through the nose, unless you have a cold. The eyes are open, the gaze is soft, and cast down to a spot in front, whatever feels comfortable. And let the forehead relax. Feel a softening in the brow. crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Feel your body breathing. Feel the in-breath and the out-breath. At the end of the out-breath, there's a little gap, a little tiny rest, and then the next in-breath happens. You do not have to try to make that happen. It just happens. So begin again, feeling the in and out of the breath. Let your mind be as it is. If it's quiet and peaceful, that's great. If it's speedy and chaotic, that's great. Just let it be. While your primary attention is on the breath, and if you become absorbed in a line of thought, only if you are fully absorbed to the point where you've forgotten about your breath, do you want to do something. And the something has four parts. Notice that. I'm thinking. Let go. Just let go. Come back. Begin again. So we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me. I feel it. Thank you for practicing together as a community. And don't forget, today, if you're watching this on a Monday, Michael Carroll starts his first of 9 sessions, one per month for the next 9 months, with an overview of the Buddhist path, Buddhism in modern life. It's not about how to be a Buddhist, but how to apply mindfulness in every aspect of your life. How to be a human, I would say, is the actual agenda. How to be real. And it's free for you because you are in the Sangha. So I hope to see you there. I'm very excited about it myself. I will definitely be there. And mwah, mwah.